Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've come on this show before highly upset. Nothing new. But today, I think, is the first time that I've come on this show absolutely outraged and angered beyond belief. And for that reason, I don't think the show is going to be a very pleasant one today. So I'm going to start with a pleasant note. I want to thank all of you who have listened and made this show as big as it is. We never expected this type of reaction. And to all of you that have written and gave me words of encouragement and respect the importance of common sense in this country, thank you. And to the detractors, I'm not going anywhere. You can say whatever you want. I'm not going anywhere. Now let's get right to this. I have no idea what the hell is going on in this country when we have a case like the Kyle Rittenhouse case that is very clearly being used to try to undermine our system of justice in the United States of America, openly being undermined, openly, and not by just some fringe group. Not by just some wackos, but by actual media outlets who are lying and they know they're lying. See, that's the difference, folks. People can have a difference of opinion or see things in a different way. But a fact is a fact. And when you have the facts and you refuse to report them or you change them to suit your narrative, you are a propagandist and you have an agenda. And I have news for MSNBC and CNN. It's time for you to buy a vowel and get a clue and realize that the American public sees through you. You're as transparent as the day is long, and you're a bunch of liars and phonies. And how you have any ratings is beyond me. Now, just a little while before I came on the air, someone who claims, we don't know for sure, but why would you make this claim? Someone who claims to represent MSNBC, was stopped and detained by the police last night for following the jury bus attempting to get pictures of the jurors. The judge in this case has told MSNBC, you're banned from the courtroom. And this guy's facing legal problems. You can't do that. MSNBC knows you can't do that. They don't care. They want to intimidate this jury. They want this jury to come back with a verdict that is absolutely reprehensible when you're given the facts. And they don't give one damn if an 18-year-old kid goes to jail for the rest of his life because it's all about politics. Now I want to explain something to you. What happened in Kenosha that night was an outrage. Do you understand? There were people burning things to the ground. There were looters. We have footage. It's not like I'm making this up. It's not like you can't go see this footage. And guess what? The police were told, stand down, let it burn. This is justified. This is righteous anger, and you're to do nothing. This community is going to take their punishment like men and women. Except the citizen said, yeah, no, we're not actually. No, we're not going to do this because 90% of the people that are there aren't even there for any support of an unjust cause. Don't believe me? Yeah, we'll go through the names of the people. And we're going to show you, oh, they were really there supporting justice. You bunch of frauds. Now, I've watched every minute of this case, and I'm telling you right now, this jury should have took 3 minutes, 3 minutes, to come back with not guilty. This isn't hard. This is not hard. It's as simple as looking at a videotape. So something's wrong. And I'll tell you what's wrong. Outside the courtroom, we have people saying this town's going to burn if we don't get the verdict we want. This town's going to be razed to the ground, and we know who the jurors are. And their lives aren't going to be worth a plug nickel unless we get what we want. Then you have MSNBC and CNN spreading false information, saying outrageous things like, well, this is a clear case of white supremacy. Can you please tell me the black man that was shot? Not one of them, you morons. They were all white. That's what happened. Kyle Rittenhouse, because he's such a white supremacist, decided to go and confront rioters and only shoot the white ones. I mean, you can't be that stupid. So we already know what you're trying to do. We already know the propaganda you're trying to spew. I just don't believe that you're able to get away with it. You should have your license revoked. You're not a news organization. You're propaganda. You're Pravda. Oh, well, you can clearly see that he's a white supremacist. No, I don't see that. Where do you see that? Please point that out to me on the videotape as he's shooting people who are trying to kill him. Why would a young man take a firearm and cross state lines with it if he wasn't there to just try to kill people? Well, let's go through this. Since you obviously are morons, then we're going to simplify this for you. You know, here's the deal. I should not be having to explain this to people who do journalism for a living. But I guess I will. Kyle Rittenhouse worked in Kenosha. His father lived in Kenosha. His brother lived in Kenosha. He was there virtually daily. It was his community. For all intent and purposes, it's his community. He didn't travel five states away. He traveled a few miles down the road to a place he was very, very, very familiar with. And guess why he did it? Because he was going to help out. No, he wasn't there to, I'm going to go there and be a savior. I'm going to go there and stand with my firearm and protect the people. Uh-uh. He was helping to administer first aid and other things. If he were there to confront tons and tons of rioters, why would he give up his Why would he do that? He gave it to some dude who was going to go into the front lines and try to get to his place of business or whatever. So he said, well, you can have mine. I won't need it. Why would you do that? Why would you do that if you're there to confront people? Morons. Please answer that question, Joy Reid, you moron. You half-wit. There is no reason. Then the next question, well, why would he bring a gun then? Jesus, I don't know. Are you the same people who are telling me you must wear a mask and you must have a vaccine or your life will be in danger? Maybe he thought if he went into that riot and tried to help people, his life would be in danger and maybe he should bring a gun. Is that outrageous? Let me ask you a question. Is that outrageous? Why do you have bodyguards when you go do speeches and things? Huh? Why do you have bodyguards? Are they there to cause trouble? They're armed. Are they there to cause trouble? Are they there to shoot someone? Or are they there with a gun just in case trouble happens? Oh, they travel across state lines with a gun. Oh, my goodness. To protect you. When's the last time somebody tried to kill you? Do you ever go into the heart of a riot? Idiots. Morons. Liars. Phonies. Frauds. That's what you are. You know very well why he brought a gun. He brought a gun just in case he had to defend himself, which thank God he did, because guess what? He had to defend himself. Now let's talk about who he had to defend himself against, shall we? Because if you listen to MSNBC and you listen to CNN, four choir boys were out for a walk trying to help feed the poor, and Kyle Rittenhouse came down in an army tank with a white supremacist shirt and a hood on and said, "Die, you scum." That's what you'll hear from CNN, MSNBC. Let's talk about Joseph Rosenbaum, who was the first one to get shot. Joseph Rosenbaum got out of a mental hospital just that day of raping 7, 8, 9-year-old boys. He also tore his ankle monitor off before this and was charged with that, tampering with his ankle monitor. He was violent. Yeah, he's there. You know what? That's what he did. After he got done raping children, and after he got done tearing his ankle monitor off, he said, "You know, I think I need a good cause in my life. So I'm going to go and protest peacefully. That's what I'm going to do." Except that we have videotape of him confronting actual armed militia saying, shoot me, you bastards, using the N-word. Oh, he's at a rally. Oh, boy. He's using the N-word. How about that? Yeah, he's there for justice. That's what Rosenbaum was there for. Rosenbaum was there because he wanted to be a peaceful protester. He just wanted to see true justice. Absolutely outrageous. That's the first guy that got shot. First, he throws something at Kyle Rittenhouse and then starts chasing him, screaming at the top of his lungs, "I am going to kill you." When Kyle Rittenhouse is trapped between cars on a car lot and this moron, this child rapist, this person who just got out of a mental institution, lunges at him, Rittenhouse fires. They say, "Did he have to fire four times?" Yeah, he did. Because he had to make sure the threat was over. What happens if he missed the first time? Yeah, Rittenhouse is going to take one shot and say, "Let me see how that worked. Oh, did I miss? Well, I'm dead." How stupid are you people? Seriously. You can't be that stupid, which means you're dishonest. And that's worse than being stupid. That's way worse than being stupid. You're a bunch of dishonest, disingenuous, propaganda-spewing liars. And anyone who watches your network is a brainwashed zombie who has no clue what's happening in the real world. Any moron who watches this tape and thinks Kyle Rittenhouse did not act in self-defense, it needs psychiatric evaluation. As bad as the Young Turks are, and you can't get much more liberal than them. Even one of their correspondents said, after watching this tape, "I have to tell you that I was led to believe totally the opposite happened. I was led to believe Kyle Rittenhouse chased them down. I was led to believe that it was Rittenhouse who started this thing, and I'm clearly watching the tape, and that's clearly not what happened. So I must say, I have to change my mind on this." Because as much as they're liberal, they're not communists. You see, it depends on who you vote for. Let me ask you a question. How come there were so many felons? How come no pastors and wonderful bastions of the community were out there protesting? How come they're all child rapists, wife abusers, violent felons with conviction lists as long as your arm? How come? Why do you think that is, MSNBC? Why do you think that is, CNN, huh? Why do you think all these guys out there that got shot, every one of them, even the guy that didn't die, had a laundry list of convictions? Because they're nice guys who are interested in justice. Or they're a bunch of no-good, rotten anarchists who just use this as an excuse to cause pandemonium and get their jollies by burning and looting and hurting people. Which do you think is truer? So Rosenbaum gets shot. Yeah, he was begging for it all night long. But you know what he thought? I'm the big king of this. I am I'm the predator. No one will dare confront me. Wrong. You called somebody out. You tried to kill them. They killed you. You lose, jackass. Then we get Anthony Huber. He's the second guy that got shot and killed by Rittenhouse. He assaulted him with a skateboard, beating him unmercifully. Now, there are people who are saying, oh, it was just a skateboard, like they're made out of balsa wood. Go pick up a skateboard, a real skateboard. Might as well be a ball bat. In fact, it's worse than a ball bat because it's got metal wheels. You take the side of a skateboard and you swing it like a sword and you hit somebody in the head, it damn sure is going to kill them. And if it doesn't, it's going to cause permanent, lasting damage. It is a lethal weapon. It is no different than a ball bat. As a matter of fact, it's probably worse than a ball bat. And if I were being beaten unmercifully with a skateboard and I had a gun, you're damn sure I'm going to shoot the guy. And so would you. See, here's all these MSNBC and CNN anchors saying, oh, you don't have to do that. What he has to do is say, stop beating me. Please hand me a skateboard, and we'll have a skateboard duel. And the winner takes all. Are you insane? Do you understand that there was a mob running after him? Do you understand that if he was there on that ground much longer, 25 people would have been on top of him? You do understand that, right? It's not like it was one-on-one. You might have an argument if it's one-on-one. You might have an argument if you say, well, it's just two guys in a park, and the one guy hit him with a skateboard, and he pulled out a gun and killed him. I'd still say lethal weapon versus lethal weapon, but I could see you having somewhat of a weak argument. But here's a kid who's being chased by a mob. He knows time is of the essence. He knows if I don't get off this ground in 30 seconds, 20 seconds, I'm dead. Ridiculous to say anything else. Absolutely ridiculous. Oh, and this guy, by the way, he has a nice long list of violations. Domestic. Threatening people, beating people, holding a knife to his brother's stomach and threatening to gut him like a pig, burn a house down. Oh, and he's burning. How about that? Maybe he's an arsonist, huh? Maybe he's a firebug. This guy, real nice guy, you know, the type of guy that goes to church on Sunday and says, we should love everybody. And I just want to hold a sign that says, I think this is unfair. That's the type of guy, right? That's the type of guy. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Then you have the other moron that survives, an avowed communist, wife beater, girlfriend beater, abuser. He's a felon and he's got a gun. How come you never hear that, huh? How come that felon brought a gun to a peaceful riot? Did he think maybe he was just going to have to defend himself? Well, I don't know. All the protesters and rioters are on his side. Who would he be defending himself against? Oh, the police maybe? Maybe the police were going to try to stop him? See, here's the difference. When a burglar brings a gun into your house, he's probably bringing that gun in because he absolutely has no qualms about killing or shooting you should you confront him, and he doesn't care because he's a criminal. If a homeowner has a gun, it's to defend himself from crazy people like that. It's not the same. That's not the same at all. So you don't say, well, even Steven, they both have a gun. You're all idiots. You're all idiots. Kyle Rittenhouse knew he was going into a war zone. And because he's not an idiot, he said, I'm going to bring a weapon. I might need to defend myself when I'm trying to help some people here. It's a very good chance I might have to defend myself. Now, if he was there to kill people, he'd have walked out in the middle of the street like Clint Eastwood in a Western and said, bring it on, losers. I'm burying the first person who turns around. I'm justice here, right? What does Kyle Rittenhouse do? when confronted with the child rapist, you know, the guy who's forcing himself on 9-year-old boys for fun. And that guy is screaming like a lunatic, "I'm gonna kill you." Does Kyle Rittenhouse say, "Bring it on, loser, eat this bullet"? No, that's not what he does. He runs. He tries to avoid the confrontation. Hear what I'm saying, Joy Reid? Hear what I'm saying, CNN? Hear what I'm saying, you morons? He's trying to avoid the situation. If Rosenbaum had said, "Well, he's running, let him run," nothing happens. But that's not what Rosenbaum did. Rosenbaum, like the psychopath he really is running after him saying, kill you. And when he gets close enough to maybe try to wrest the gun away from him, Kyle Rittenhouse shoots him. You'd have done the same thing. You'd have done the exact same thing after you pissed yourself. Then you get the other moron beating him to death. He realizes here comes the mob and some of them got other weapons. And he shoots him. Then we get to the liar, don't we? We get to the communist who gets on the stand and lies and says, "He shot me before I had a gun, but I never pulled it. He shot me in the bicep before I ever did it." Except the videotape clearly shows you're pointing a gun at his head before the shot is fired. Then when he's confronted with this evidence, he's not embarrassed. He just says, "Yeah, I was pointing a gun at him." Case over. Case is over. Why this jury is taking so long, I'm about to tell you, but this case should be over. But no, folks. See, we got even more going on here. Because the judge is not only getting death threats, but CNN and MSNBC are labeling a Trumper. He's a terrible man. He has "Proud to be an American" as his ringtone. Oh. You can't be proud to be an American and be a Democrat? That's your talking point right there, folks. If you have a patriotic song as your ringtone, you're an evil person, according to the Democratic Party. I want you to think about that for a minute. How come they didn't say, "Well, I'm proud to be an American too"? That don't mean anything. Oh, no, they're not proud to be Americans. They're ashamed to be Americans because they want America to be a communist country. Is that the first thing you think of when you hear "proud to be an American"? Is that, "Oh, he must be a Trump-supporting Nazi"? Oh, really? Well, then I think you have a mental issue. That's just a patriotic song about loving your country. You don't love your country, I guess, right? Well, then you've told everyone everything they need to know. You don't love your country. So then they say, "He's being unfair." No, he's being unfair. You know why he's being unfair? Just as we covered on last week's show, folks, he's being unfair because he's forcing them to play by the actual rule of law, not the rules they make up, where the prosecution can say, "Oh, you had a bullet that explodes in people's bodies," and nobody says, "No, it doesn't. Wait a minute. No, it doesn't. You're lying. You can't put that into the record in court. That's a lie." "I wanna, though. I want to say that." "Yeah, I know you want to say that, but it's not true." "Well, then you're being unfair." Because that's the game the liberals play. "I want to play by my rules so I can win. If you make me play by the real rules, I lose. And that's not fair." Then he tries to undermine Kyle Rittenhouse's legal, constitutional right to invoke the Fifth Amendment and not say anything when he was first put in custody. And the judge says, "You can't do that. For 40, 50 years, that's been the law. You can't do that." "But I want to do it." "Yeah, but you can't." "Okay." 5 seconds later, he does it again. And the judge clears the courtroom and says, "I told you, you can't do it." "I don't care. I want to play by my rules. I want to convict him so I can be a hero to my party." But it's not the Democratic Party. It's not even the Liberal Party. It's the Communist Party. You know, the kind who punish people who don't believe what they believe. They don't want you to have the right of self-defense. You don't believe me? What did they do to that poor couple that during the riots were set upon by an angry mob of people who broke through their front gates, trespassed on their property, and threatened them to kill his wife, to kill his dog, and to kill him. He went in and got a gun, pointed it at them, and said, if you try in any way, shape, or form to injure me or any of my property, I'm going to shoot you. What's the prosecutor say? He's an evil, horrible man. He pointed a gun at a man who didn't have a gun. Yeah, but there's 50 of them. What's he supposed to do? Fist fight 50 of them while they're raping his wife and slaughtering his dog? You morons. How does he know these people wouldn't do that, huh? What would you do? But he's the bad guy because you can't defend yourself. How dare you defend yourself when we're trying to punish you? See, you're the little children. When we're whipping you with a leather belt, you don't get to turn around and grab our hand and say, stop or you're in trouble. Because we're your parents, and we administer the punishment the way we see fit. And don't you dare raise a hand in self-defense. You take your punishment. That's what this government wants. The prosecutor said so. The prosecutor literally said, oh, we've all taken a beating in our lives. So why didn't he just take his beating like a man? Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Because it's one against 50? Because an angry mob of people who are setting fire to things and have guns hidden in their pants and knives and have all been convicted of things ranging from raping children to beating up your wife to trying to stab your brother to death is after you? Maybe that's a good reason, huh? Well, we got big trouble here, folks, because this jury's on day three. And it's very, very clear that something is wrong. Now, in closing arguments, the prosecution used a blurry-ass drone tape to try to say, this clearly shows Kyle Rittenhouse pointing a gun at people long before they chased him. Yeah, because that's what people do. When you're pointing a gun at them, they say, oh, let's run toward the guy with the gun. That's what people do. But you couldn't see it. See? It was all blurry. Well, it turns out that this is a tape that was aired on the Tucker Carlson show. Oh, but it was pristine, clear. And guess what it shows? Nothing of the kind. Nothing the kind. So when the defense brings this up to the judge and says, hey, how come this tape is all blurry so they can claim it says something, it shows something it really doesn't show? We want mistrial. They can't have evidence. They purposely made this a blurry, condensed file so they could try to do the old Rorschach test and say, you see what this is right here? This is Kyle Rittenhouse pointing a gun when it's really a lamppost or something. They had a clear copy, and they wouldn't admit it into court because it didn't show what they wanted the jury to believe. That is tampering with evidence. That is creating false evidence. You know what they say? Well, we don't know how to do files. We're just poor little innocent lawyers, and we have no idea. A lady sent us this, and it was blurry, and I guess it's condensed, but we don't know. We're not computer experts. We don't have anything like that. We didn't know. Did you know that you couldn't see what it really was? Did you know that you're just speculating on what you think you see? Why didn't you ask for a clear copy of that tape, huh? Why didn't you just go back and watch an old Tucker Carlson episode and say, well, this was on the Tucker Carlson show, and it clearly doesn't show what we're saying. You're lying. When this country gets to the point where you're trying to put an 18-year-old kid in prison for the rest of his life that you know right down to the bone is innocent, you are scum. You're beneath scum. You are Nazi Germany on steroids. You are just preparing the death camps. That's how bad this country's going to get if these idiots are continually allowed to do what they want. And I'm about to really, really, really cross the line. But I don't care because I've never been afraid. The truth is the truth. You see angry African Americans out there saying he needs to go to jail. He needs to pay. You're idiots. You're morons. You're sheep. You're being led by the nose. You don't even realize it. You don't even realize that you're basically slaves. And your masters, who 90% of them are all lily white and pulling your strings, are laughing at you, saying, we can use those idiots. They don't have the brains of an ice cube. We'll tell them what to believe, and they'll say, yes, master, yes, master. That's what they think you are. That's what they think you are. When are you going to wake up? Huh? When are you going to wake up and realize that you're being used? There's not a soul in the world who can look at that tape, black, white, green, I don't care what color you are, and say, well, I mean, what was that kid supposed to do? But you don't care. Because deep down inside, you're just like, oh, well, he was interrupting the punishment that we deemed necessary. Please show me the black person that was injured. Why are there black riots? Why are the Black Lives Matter people so upset? Please tell me, why are you so upset? Did he go down there and kill a bunch of black protesters? No, he did not. So why are you so upset? I'll tell you why you're so upset, because your masters have told you to be upset. You're being castigated. You need to threaten to riot. You need to burn it all down again. It's all about getting a goddamn flat screen TV and a pair of Nikes. Don't hand me your bullshit. Piss on my leg and tell me it's raining, and I don't give a damn. You can throw around your racist things. You can throw around your misogynist things. You can throw around your Trump-supporting hillbilly things. I don't give a damn what you call me, because I'm telling you right to your face. You're disingenuous, you're liars, and you're either 100% brainwashed or you're ignorant. Because anyone who looks at that tape would realize that kid had no choice. But you don't care. Because half of you just want another week of rioting and looting. By the way, they're burning down black stores, you know. This is the thing. The black community is being injured. The Latino community is being injured by this. Oh, we're burning all their shit. We're burning all their shit. White people, convicted pedophiles, convicted domestic abusers, and worse, are burning down black businesses, and black people are supporting them. Please tell me what's wrong with this picture. Kyle Rittenhouse should be a hero, right? Oh, well, maybe stop somebody from burning down a black business owner's business, huh? Was Kyle Rittenhouse running around yelling the N-word? No, boy. No, he wasn't. Gee. All of those brave white brothers who are in solidarity with our cause, except they're running around using the N-word. And you're supporting them. So your movement is bullshit. Okay? Your movement is total 100% horseshit. It's based on a lie. It is a lie. You're a liar. And your movement is full of shit. How's that? How's that? You should be tremendously angry at those guys. No, you don't care. You just want Rittenhouse in jail. Because he might have grown up to be a Trump supporter. And that's good enough. You know, the same reason the Jews got to go to the gas chamber, right? By the way, I want you to understand that when the Jews were going to the gas chamber, when the Jews were being put in death camps, half of these liberal papers up here in the United States of America were denying it, saying that never happened. That's not happening. That's not true. That's propaganda. That's not true. They were trying to convince the American people that was not happening. Why do you think that was? Isn't that interesting? I find that very interesting. So now when you turn on MSNBC and CNN and you hear them say, no, no. Oh, no. These guys weren't bad guys. They were all there in solidarity with their African-American brothers and sisters for justice. Now, well, wait a minute. They're child rapists. They're domestic abusers. They're violent offenders. They've all had a history of long, long, long history of arrest records. Oh, how come you're not telling them, people that, huh? How come you're not telling them that Rosenbaum ran screaming after this guy, I'm going to kill you? And Kyle Rittenhouse ran away. How come you're not telling him that? See, because if Kyle Rittenhouse was there to kill people, he'd have just opened fire. Why would he run? I want someone to explain to me why would he run. I want you people protesting outside the courthouses with your head so far up your ass that you won't need a colonoscopy to tell me why he would run if he's there to kill people, you complete idiots. Don't you realize that you're being used as puppets? Don't you realize how bad you look? And guess who's laughing at you? The lily-white Democrat Party who say, we can manipulate them. They're ignorant. Those are the people you support. You're supporting your own demise. You're supporting the people who poke fun at you. You're supporting the people who are running around using an N-word. And then you want me to take the Black Lives Matter movement seriously, huh? Well, I don't. Then you turn on to MSNBC so they can lie to you. You turn on to CNN so they can lie to you because you want to believe the lie. You want to believe the lie. You even know it's a lie, but you say, let me turn on a network that says it's not a lie so I can live in a fantasy world where what I believe is true. Even though I know deep down in my heart it's not true, they'll support my twisted vision that it is true. It is true, but it's not. And it might be time you woke up and realized it. This trial is about way, way more than Kyle Rittenhouse. This trial is about the right for all Americans to defend themselves if they are set upon. And we can clearly see that the government does not want that. First, they want to take away all your guns. As if criminals aren't going to be able to get them. As if criminals are going to listen to that law and say, I was going to rob that liquor store, but, it's against the law to have a gun, so I don't think I can. Yeah, that's going to happen. Einstein. No, only law-abiding citizens will give up their guns. Meaning, guess who has the guns? Oh, the criminals. Defend yourself anyway. If a criminal breaks in your house, runs up the stairs, and he has a baseball bat in his hand, and you shoot him, well, you didn't have to shoot him. He only had a baseball bat. How do you know he wasn't trying to play baseball with you? Why didn't you grab a leg from a table, and then that's even? Why didn't you just take your beating? Why is your life worth more than your... Why is his life worth less than your stuff? He only wanted your stuff. Your stuff isn't more valuable than his life. That's what they want you to think. Well, here's what I think. If a man runs up the stairs with a baseball bat, maybe he's to kill me. Maybe he's there to damage to my house or hurt my loved ones in some way. I'm shooting him. Twice. How's that? Oh, you're so cruel. Oh, you're so mean. You would put his life in such little value on it. No, he did when he broke in my house. See, he made that decision. I didn't tell him to break in my house. He made that decision that his life is worth risking for my stuff. And I made the decision that I'm not going to see what happens in case he wants to do more than take my stuff. I'm the rational human being. He's the idiot. You don't get to reverse that. But that's what they're trying to do, folks. And if Kyle Rittenhouse is convicted, and I think there's a chance, your right to self-defense is gone. Because when you have clear video evidence, and it doesn't matter, when a jury can look at this and say, he shouldn't have shot him. What he should have done was some of them great Matrix moves from Keanu Reeves did. That's what he should have done. He should have floated up in the air and avoided them and did 17 flips and landed on the roof of a house. You're living in a dream world. The kid had a gun because he knew where he was heading was dangerous. It's the reason. Why do women carry pepper spray? Are they looking to pepper spray someone? Are they evil women stalking alleyways looking for innocent men who are just hanging out in alleyways at 2 in the a.m. in the morning so they can put pepper spray in their eyes? Those evil, horrible women. How dare they have pepper spray? Morons. absolute morons. This country is going to hell. Let me go to the phones before we get on to our next subject. Caller, are you there?
Howdy, 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 Marcus.
How are you?
Excuse my voice. I'm a little under the weather. I do the best I can. I have to bring something up because I did, through all, everything that you brought up through the last 40 minutes, you did forget to mention one thing. The prosecutor should have been, even, this case should be thrown out. We should not really have this conversation about the jurors deliberating. Here's why. The minute he said, you brought a gun to a fist fight. Done. Case thrown out. Period. End of story. What fist fight did you see? Unless you're blind and a feeble-minded moron, there was no fist fights. So a fist fight started a fire, huh? A fist fight lit dumpsters on fire and set car stores 1, 2, and 3 on fire and sprayed graffiti and had some child molesting piece of dog shit run around with a chain attacking people saying, kill me, shoot me. That was a fist fight?
Well, let me give you one better than that. Let me give you one better than that. Okay, I'd rather be accused of bringing a gun to a fist fight than a gun to a peaceful protest. Isn't that what one of the guys did? He had a gun. He's a felon. He doesn't even belong in possession of a gun. And yet there he is with a gun. He brought a gun to a peaceful protest. That's very interesting. Gee, I'd rather bring a gun to a fist fight than a gun to a peaceful protest, wouldn't you? I mean, how come that's never brought up?
Well, it wasn't a peaceful protest, but that's what the lunatic left wants you to believe as things are being set on fire. Let me bring up the gentleman who was trying to talk to a dude that was skateboarding where he shouldn't have been in New York City. What did that guy get for his trouble? He got the trucks of the skateboard wrapped across his head, and he's got freaking brain damage. They're telling me that a skateboard is not a weapon. You're going to sit here and tell me that, it was only a skateboard. You know what I say? The man did what he had to do to stop the threat against him. Period. End of story. It doesn't have anything to do with video games. It doesn't have anything to do with white supremacy, even though everybody that got shot was white.
Let me give you this one. How about if one of those guys, how about if Rosenbaum walked out into the middle of a crowd and said, any of you Trump-supporting bastards that want to step up to me, I'm going to shoot. And a Trump supporter ran at him saying, I'm going to kill you! And Rosenbaum shot him. You know what they would have said? Why'd he run at him? Rosenbaum wouldn't have shot him unless he ran at him. Okay, Rosenbaum threatened him, but he wasn't doing anything until that crazy Trump supporter ran at him screaming, I'm going to kill you. So it's really the guy's fault who ran at him. Who runs at a man with a gun? Well, let me ask you the question in reverse, you morons. Why would Rosenbaum run at Kyle Rittenhouse screaming, I'm going to kill you, when he knew he had a gun? You can't answer the question. You're not interested in answering the question because you're not interested in justice. You're interested in forcing your will upon the people. True justice is blind. This is not being blind. When you have MSNBC reporters tailing buses trying to get pictures of the jurors so they can dox them later if the verdict doesn't come out the way they want, you have communist regime. That's what you have. And now the judge has banned MSNBC from the courtroom, and you wait and see. They're going to say, this judge is so unfair because we didn't get to play by our rules, which we made up. All of it's pathetic. It's absolutely ridiculous. Look, I worry for this country. If this verdict comes back not guilty. I worry for this country, because what you're going to see is more riots, and you're going to see it not in the name of justice, but in the name of forcing their beliefs upon you. They're not interested in justice. We already have people saying, well, black children should be given the day off of school if it, you know, they're going to be traumatized. Were white kids given off the day of school when O.J. Simpson was found innocent? I don't think so. I don't think so. See what I mean? Who's the real racists? Oh, black people, see, they can't handle their emotions. That's what you're trying to say, right? That's what you're trying to tell the world. Oh, you know, those black people, they can't handle their emotions. But they're not the racists, right? Tell me another one. We're going to get to the Marcus Cain pats himself on the back part of the program. I told everyone that this crazy, nonsensical assault upon sexuality, and children at 9 should be able to decide what gender they are and all that crap. Oh, I told you where that was leading, didn't I? I told you this was leading to them trying to normalize pedophilia. Well, guess what? A college professor just came out and said, we no longer should call them pedophiles. See, a pedophile is an actual criminal that acts upon it. If they haven't acted upon it, and there are many pedophiles who haven't, or many people who haven't, you can't call them pedophiles. They have to be called minor attracted people. Uh-uh. So rapists, then, by your theory, should be called non-consensual attracted people, huh? I told you where this was leading. I told you these perverts were going to try that when they were giving your kids all kinds of propaganda in school at 9 and 10 years old to read that had all kinds of sexual content. I told you when they said, well, if you're 9 and you want to dress like a girl or a boy and you can do that, I told you where this was leading. And now you got a college professor who sounds like he just took in about 15 gallons of helium saying, you can't call them pedophiles, because some of them really are not pedophiles if they haven't committed a crime. Go eat a bug, you idiot, you pervert. Get the hell out of our educational system. Do you have brain damage? Is this what you're teaching children? Who the hell are you? And why are you in the educational system? You're dumb as a rotten bag of potatoes. And you're sympathetic to the atheistic thing. You look at the Democrat Party, these far-left liberal loonies, and they are always, always sympathetic to the evildoer. They are never sympathetic to the people who are in the right. What would you do if someone you loved was always sympathetic to the horrible people? You would say, there's something wrong. You always look at it the other way. You're sympathetic to the serial killers, not the victims. You're sympathetic to the criminals, not the cops. You're sympathetic to the child molesters, not the child. You're sympathetic to all those people. Why is that? That requires some psychiatric evaluation. Well, it's the whole Democratic Party. Almost. I mean, I'm literally telling you, that's 75% of the Democratic Party. They've gone insane. When you get to the point in this country where you can see a videotape and still say, I didn't see that. I see a white supremacist. Yeah, but the people they shot were white. I don't care. When I see them, I see black people. Well, there's something mentally wrong with you then. And you need an evaluation. You need psychiatric evaluation. Because you're living in a fantasy world, and you need to wake up. When you'll send your children to college where a professor is saying, pedophiles should be called minor attracted people because it's more inclusive. I don't want to include them. Why do you want to include them? That's my question for you. It's more inclusive, is it? Well, why do they need to be included? Huh? Are we going to call arsonists pyro-attracted people? Maybe we should call murderers homicidal attracted people. Where does it end, you lunatic? And how come in the middle of all these peaceful riots, every time, we find child molesters, wife abusers, violent felons, mental patients? How come? How come you think that is? Curious. How come you think that is? How come if everybody's on the righteous cause, 75% of them are lunatics? How come? I'm not saying there weren't some peaceful protesters. What I'm saying is, how come they're so incorporated with lunatics? How come the lunatics always take their cause up? Worse was done in Kenosha than was ever done to the Capitol building, and you're calling those people insurrectionists and they need to go to jail for the rest of their lives. See how that works? You're being disingenuous. CNN, MSNBC are lying propagandist arms. They are not news. Turn them off. Yes, Fox News absolutely runs toward the right. Their point of view is always going to come from the right. But they're not. They don't flat out make up stories. They don't just flat out say, well, Rosenbaum was actually a Russian spy working with the Russian government. They don't say that. They don't say that. CNN, MSNBC, oh, Trump was a Russian spy working on behalf of Vladimir Putin. And then when you get caught, your little whiny sissy boys say, I didn't know. That's what I was told. And I don't know what to say. I guess I believe them. You're idiots. You're all idiots, and everybody that listens to it's an idiot. I'm not giving you any breaks anymore. I'm not saying, oh, well, you know, if you listen to that news, I guess, you know, you're getting brainwashed by them. No, you're smart enough to know you're being brainwashed now. You're tuning in. You're not tuning into them because you like them. You're tuning into them because they support your fantasy land bullshit. Where everything you think is right, even though it never happened. I'm tired of it now. The very democracy of our country, the very foundation our country was built on, is in trouble, folks. And it's in big, fat trouble. And if you're going to stay quiet, because oh, I'm afraid if I say anything that black people don't agree with, I will be called a racist, well, then go hide in your closet. If you're afraid that the big bad COVID bug's going to get you while Nancy Pelosi is going to thousands and thousands and thousands of people gatherings at a wedding or just recently at another party totally unmasked, if you don't see that and say, well, wait a minute, how come I have to wear the mask? How come I have to do this on a public building or a train or a bus? And they don't. If you don't see that and realize that you're being duped, then it's your fault. At this point, it's your fault. I'm not giving you any more breaks. It's your fault because you must be a moron. If I show you water and you are dying of thirst and you won't drink it, it's not my fault. It's your fault because you're too stupid to drink it. Well, that's what I'm going to tell you right now. If you don't have any common sense at all, if you don't look at that tape and say that kid's innocent, if you don't look at Pelosi and Biden and everybody else running around without masks in public places, on buses, everywhere else, and say there's no need for a mask, then it's your fault. Person who you're the person who's dying of thirst and will not drink the water I give you because I voted the wrong way. You're the person who broke down on a dark highway somewhere in the middle of the night, and I stopped to help you change your tire, and you see a Trump bumper sticker and say, I'd rather die. Leave me to the animals. And then when the animals come for you, you say, well, that's okay, because the only person who offered to help me was a Trump supporter, and I'd rather die. Well, then you're an idiot. I'm not giving you no more breaks. We clearly have video evidence that Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. We clearly have video evidence that the prosecution attempted to tamper with video evidence to show something it did not show. And you don't care. You're still outside the courthouse saying, no, play into my fantasy and do what I say, or there will be consequences, and don't you dare defend yourself from those consequences. Let me ask you a question. Let's just say you happen to be Chinese. And an African-American is raping your daughter, and you shoot him. He didn't have a gun. Why didn't you fistfight him? Oh, and by the way, you're a racist. Because he was black. He can't do any wrong. How do you know your daughter didn't consent to it? How do you know it wasn't just rough sex? How do you know? See, this is the country we're living in now. Real racists treat people special, worse or better, because of their race. That's what real racists do. People like me, I treat everybody equally. If you're a scumbag, you're a scumbag. I don't care what color you are, you're a scumbag. If you're a moron, you're a moron. I don't care what color you are, you're still a moron. Those people outside that courtroom, they're all morons. I don't care if they're black, white, Chinese, I don't care. You're morons. You're deniers and you're morons. You want me to treat everybody equally? I'm treating everybody equally. There are white morons, there are black morons. There are brown morons, there are yellow morons. I'm sure there's morons in every race, creed, and color, and both sides of the political aisle. That's not being racist. Telling black people, you have to take a separate bus because we don't want you to mix with the whites because they're evil. That's racist. It's racist to the whites, but it's also racist to the blacks, because what you're really doing is you're segregating them and making it sound like you're doing them a favor. You're evil people. That prosecutor is an evil man, because in his heart of hearts, he knows Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent and he does not care. He cares about his own career. He cares about convicting an innocent boy and sending him to jail where horrible things will happen to him, and he'll just go about his business and be like, I don't care. I knew he was innocent. Let him be raped in prison. Let him be beaten up every day in prison. Let him get what he doesn't deserve. I don't care because I'm rich and I'm a Democrat. That's evil, Tom.
You're damn right it's evil. And let me comment on the little sissy 87-pound assistant professor from the Clown School of Old Dominion. Yeah, that's right. I identified him. Okay. First of all, maybe you're an assistant professor. Back in my day, you just keep your mouth shut and you listen. Okay, because adjunct professors are nobodies. And the fact that he gets on Twitter, the liberal of all liberal social media, and says pedophiles should be referred to as minor attracted persons. His house should be raided immediately, his computers confiscated, and he should be in jail. Period. End of story. I don't know how. It's not. Oh, wait. Let me guess. Because he has a D next to his name. Oh, and by the way,
I don't want him in jail unless he's done something wrong, but I got news for you. Anybody who is saying, in essence, we have to include child molesters and be more inclusive in our speech, there's something mentally wrong with you. You have a mental problem, and you need to be evaluated. You certainly don't need to be around children teaching them because you have a mental issue. How about if I was to say, well, you know, murderers, they just have anger problems. We need to be more inclusive and call them people with anger disorders. No, they're murderers. So somebody who's thinking about raping a child but never does it, that's not an evil person. That's what he's saying. Well, they never did it. Folks, this country's in trouble. Big trouble.
I'm